Channel 2 over, beginning of Channel 2 over, and Miss Bessie's visit early, about 8:30, less, a little after 8, 8:15, this Tuesday morning, the 5th of May, 1970, all bad news. Talking them. This is the most commonplace subjects, and then we played it back, and it's just rich, rich, rich. Miss Bessie's attitude. Great assurance she has. Great assurance. Nothing has come in between her and the thing she looks at. All bad news. This Channel 2 over, Miss Bessie, Tuesday morning, 5th of May, 1970. Beginning of Channel 2 over. Beginning of Channel 2 over, and this visit with Miss Bessie.
Was this a... when you went to the hospital, when you went down to the emergency room?
Mm-hmm. Yes, what did you tell us?
Well, I thought your medical thing took care
That's
of it.
That's what I said. They wrote and told them. Medical aid wrote and told them they had faded. And then
Good morning.
How are you? And I didn't bother by sending it, you know. And it wrote me about it.
Well, don't you think you better call them in town?
No, I'm just going to send it to them, see?
Okay.
The address in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No, I ain't going to call them.
What you got there, Miss Bessie?
Tell Guy.
Well, you all transacted it yourself.
So I have to pay $13.50.
That's right, it's hard of money.
Just for a day?
Yeah.
That's right. But that's what they're charging.
Yeah.
I was up there just about a half a day. They put me to bed, and I stayed in the bed about a half a day.
She doesn't drink coffee.
No, she doesn't.
We listened to all this good news this morning.
So you listen, Abby.
Oh, it's awful. Ever, all the news is awful.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear. Yeah, none this morning.
We'll get a little of that tomorrow.
Oh, I meant to bring the honey in.
Yeah. Miss Bessie's had breakfast.
Yeah.
Maybe
oh,
she
yeah.
could have a little honey with us.
Would you like a little honey?
Mm, thank you. Nothing sweet.
That's right, nothing sweet. You ever hear about honey being good for you?
Yes, I use honey sometimes.
What do you use it for?
Well, I just eat it. Just eat it. Just use it. Eat it.
Oh, you eat it?
Yeah, I don't particularly have anything to use it for, but I just use it.
What's happened to this weather? It looks like a cool spell.
It looks so. I had to have fire last night.
I saw smoke coming out of your chimney.
When I was out there on the tractor, I saw that smoke coming.
You did?
Yeah.
I told Miss Dave I was seeing to make the fire, but because Doris always say when I and her don't wait on the weather, we just have fire anytime. I said, well, it's just cold and I just need some fire. I couldn't hear what she say about the fire. I just had the fire.
What Miss Doris say? She gets you about your fire?
Yeah, she died. I mean, it's days about the fire.
Yeah.
I told her she wait till she get older as we are that she'd have fire too. Because when you get old, it gets chilly.
Well, Miss Bessie. Some people just like a fire.
Yeah, that's right. Some people like fire, but I just don't make fire just for to have it, to see it. But I make it when it feels chilly.
Well, I don't know whether everybody would just believe that or not.
What about like to see it?
Yes.
Well, some people do love to see fire. Love to see it burn.
Yes. I think that's what, we used to, that's what we miss the most about the old open fireplaces.
Yes, right.
We don't get to see the fire, you see, that old same day.
That's right.
Not much company, an old stove.
No, and your feet don't get warm too much with a stove. So I just have to fight. I have what they say.
I would too. I sure would. These old fireplaces here, you see, they're cracked in the two-story house. Yours out there where you can see it.
Yeah, that's right. The inside.
Yeah.
And you don't know where they catch a fire at.
No, that's it. You wouldn't know till it caught a fire.
That's right. Well, it's cold enough for a fire today out this morning. And last night, too.
You know what the weatherman said?
No, I know.
Down to 50.
It is.
Lord,
I didn't put the television on at all. I just...
I thought it was down to 60.
60.
So when he said it down 50, I come in here and turn on that, on put the stove on.
In the wintertime, we think 50 would be warm.
That's right.
Tell you, Miss Bessie really has pretty roses, guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it.
I'm going to put you some out there. I'm going to fix them, put them in the sun.
Uh-huh.
When the time you take up roses up, you see.
Yeah.
I'll put them in the sun, so the sun about halfway up here.
Uh-huh.
Now put them that way and let them run down that way on the fence.
Wonder how it'd be just to put them, root them in a little bucket, you know.
It wouldn't do.
Wouldn't do.
No. It wouldn't do to root them in a bucket because they wouldn't grow like that is on the ground, you see. It spreads on the ground.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't spread in a bucket like that.
Well, I mean just bring the bucket up and...
and plant it?
Yeah.
Well, I could do that.
And then it would be well-rooted. It wouldn't have to be watered and all so bad.
No. Well, I'm going to put them out there. So I'm gonna see what she's going to do with them.
I'll take care of
it. Oh, those roses on your fence are just beautiful this year, Miss Bessie.
Yes, they are. That's the first time they've been pretty like that.
Yeah.
What do you do to them?
Nothing. I just hold around them and put dirt on them.
Uh-huh.
And they just grow fast like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How you figure it's much better this year, Miss Bessie?
Well, I think it's because they're a little older, you see.
Got a better start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, they just go on and on and on, don't they?
Yeah, they run all the winter till it get cold, you know. So that's when I say I plant them after they die down and sort of have a chance to run, you see. They can run before the cold weather come, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the cold weather, then they just go right on. They just keep running.
Well, they do.
Yes, so they just keep running.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, that's what you call the seven sisters.
Do they keep blooming?
No.
No,
but
they just bloom once.
Run.
Uh-huh.
They just run.
Uh-huh.
They just grow, I mean, and keep going, you see.
Uh-huh.
That's what you call what?
Seven sisters.
Oh, I see. That's your rose, name of your rose. See that fig tree?
Yes.
We're going to have to do something about that, just like your camellia bush.
Mm-hmm. Have to cut it back.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to see around it.
No, I saw it spread, so I'm going to cut that camellia bush down, cut it low.
See, that's just healthy, just thriving, ain't it?
It sure is. Yes, it sure is a beautiful tree. But I wouldn't cut it back too much because it wouldn't have many figs on it.
Well, did you see at that time we cut it back?
No.
Oh, we cut it clear back, Miss Bessie.
You did? Cut it down?
Oh, just about like that. Just cut it off.
You did?
Yes. And Mr. Nealon was out here, and he says, you sure butchered that tree.
Mm.
You sure butchered that tree, he said. And he come right back out.
Hmm.
Yes, we really cut it.
Well, I guess I better go.
Oh, we want to get some of the news here in a minute.
Oh, it's
Hello, I'm Henry Landers.
Well, he's not the
You know, they're fighting over in Cambodia now. I'll turn it back on. It goes for 2 hours.
It's just like being in New York. Well, you can talk to the president of Bonwit Teller.
Yeah.
I don't even know where Bonwit Teller is. I couldn't find it on the map. Well, now they do that, you see, from 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock. Things like that. Just all sorts of things. Just all sorts of things. That's the nicest program the whole day.
Well, I guess Sergeant mad.
Oh, he can afford to be mad.
You visit with us for a while.
You have to see the rest of these dresses.
Hmm?
You have to see the rest of this program.
but he don't like it so well.
Well, he won't hurt.
How's Sergeant getting along? Is he behaving?
Yes, he's behaving all right. I'm morning and night, he want to stay out late and then run cats.
Sergeant run cats?
Run, oh, yes, Lord. He just, don't you hear him barking some nights over there? He barked that cat walking in the yard, you know.
Oh.
They be walking in through the yard, you see.
Yeah.
And he see them. And he wants to get out there after.
Oh, he's not out. He's on the porch.
Yes, he on the porch. Now, he's cunning. He'll go out a while, and he'll come back in. Then he'll go back and go back to the door for me to let him out.
Yeah.
Now, if I let him out, he won't come back in till 11 o'clock. You be chasing cats around. 11 o'clock he'd come in, before he'd come in.
Yeah.
He think that light's daylight, I think. I don't know, what do you think that light is?
Sure.
And he just sit up there on the porch and just look for everything come along. He can see everything.
Is that right?
Yes, he see everything come along.
Especially cats.
Yes, a dog too.
But he don't bother the dogs.
Well, he bark at them. He bark at the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But them cats, he just want to run them. Now, the little black dog used to be there. Elizabeth carried him up to Kirkwood, you see, and he missed him.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
And did him and the dog used to chase cats all around the house. You see, all out there in the field.
Uh-huh.
They be running them cats.
The cats, cats not exactly afraid of them.
You know, they won't stand for them to run them. They just run.
Mm-hmm.
Go up the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they go up the tree so they can't get them.
And then Sergeant stands down there and barks at
him? Yeah. And we stand on there barking at the cat.
And the cat's sitting up there looking down at him.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like Sergeant got much sense.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he loved to run the cats all around. He'll run them.
Well, if he barks at cats so much, Miss Bessie, you can't tell whether it's a cat he's barking at or somebody prowling around. So he don't help you much.
Well, yes, I do. I can tell when he after anybody. So you see, when he makes a certain bark, and I get up and look, you see if he's anybody out there.
Oh, it sounds different when there's somebody out there?
Yeah. He don't sound like, he don't be like he after them, you see what I mean? Like he do the catch, you see.
Mm-hmm.
A person, he just brought straight after them. But the cats, he makes a jump and bark at them that way, you see.
Like he's gonna get them.
Yeah.
Now he don't bother Napoleon.
No. Oh no, don't bother him. Sometimes he get after him, run him. he'd run after him a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
He don't bother him.
Napoleon don't bother anything.
No. He don't bother anything. He fights you though like the devil when he gets mad. He gets mad. Jump on me.
Oh, he will.
Yeah, he jumps on me sometimes. I have to get a stick every time I go out there to let him out.
Oh,
he's,
really?
He's scared of a stick.
Oh.
Yeah, he'll jump on me. One morning I was out there, he come running up to me, you know, And I didn't have nothing in my hand. I didn't have nothing but the pan I was carrying feet up there. So I kept knocking him back, knocking him back. He just kept coming. He wouldn't go back. Just come on after me. So I just take my dress and give him my dress, you know, and he caught my dress. He just caught my dress, and so when he caught my dress, then I broke and run. He's a sight.
Well, I don't want him to be like that.
You need a little fork.
A fork.
In your stick, and that'll hold him back.
Well, I didn't think he ever bothered you.
Just sometimes. There's certain times that he bothered me, but again, he don't bother me.
What makes him get mad, Miss Fletcher?
I don't know what made him get mad. He just gets fretted and jump on me and beat me.
Like these cows, every now and then I have to milk them out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get that leg up there and aim it at me like they're going to knock me over. They're mad. They're not fooling.
No.
Yeah. Now, Napoleon goes visiting with you?
Mm-hmm. He wanted to come on over here, but I wouldn't let him out. You hear him holler?
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to come.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wouldn't let him out the gate.
Now, he wouldn't walk around the fence and come on anyhow.
No.
He go down and see Miss Daisy with you?
Yeah, he goes over there. Now, he like... He ain't like them old ducks. Old ducks will eat all your flowers up, you know.
Oh.
And he don't bother your flowers or nothing. He don't bother eat nothing but the grass. He go out there and fetch corn. He don't bother the corn. He just go out there and pick a little grass and walk around out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to learn where that pond is down there, though, because a pond down there, you know. Because something might eat him if you go down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he sure is pretty there around the house, though.
Yeah.
That's right. If he gets away from the house, they're far.
Yeah, something will get him.
Something will get him, yes.
So he lives on grass?
Yes, and with what I feed him on, I scratch. When he gets to hollering like, the only way I can get him quiet, I got to put him up.
Uh-huh.
I shut him up, and he'll go in the pen and stay in there. He sit down then. He sit down a long time before he get up.
How you get him in the pen?
Oh, I stick a little feed and
I see.
Put him in there.
Just lie to him.
Yes, sir. I put him in there. He's all right.
Well, he doesn't like it when Guy doesn't speak to him when he passes.
He don't. No, he don't. He just hollers.
All you got to do is tap that little horn.
Yes, so that's all you got to do. And he come, he just holler, holler, holler. I'll tell you, get out of sight. He can see your red car.
Yeah.
As long as you... That car, he can see it, he hollers.
Yeah. Well, now, a lot of times I speak to him way up at the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I can't hear him until I get on down there.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm coming in at night or something. Miss Bessie, I don't want you to go now. If you, you see, when you go, I'll have to start doing something. Now, I can sit around a little bit, now. See, as long as you're here, I can just sit around a minute.
Well, I better go so you can start doing something.
I told him you was going to get him on Sunday.
I go get him.
Last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been lying, I guess. I missed Nettie, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yes. Now, what's she so busy about?
What's she so busy about?
Yes.
Well, she, you know, she works in the shop all the week, and so she don't have much time to come out, you see.
Well, she can get in that old car anytime she wants to and come up here and see you.
Well, I mean, when she gets through working, you see, she's tired, you see. Because they're so nearly all day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, she do all of the work of men clothes and women clothes, hem them up, and cuff the pants and things like that. She had to do all of that.
And there's a lot of that to do?
Yes, sir. Sometimes she, well, she'd be all the week. Cuffing pants and hemming up dresses.
Well, she makes more than Leslie does.
Yeah, she do. Well, that's what she do.
Yeah.
And she said when she gets through, she's tired. And then she have to clean up her house and cook.
Yeah.
So she have to do all that. She tried to get Lillian to help her, but Lillian won't work now. Lillian Ward, Miss Mabel's sister.
No, I don't know them.
They live right next door.
Oh.
In that two-story house next door. And so Lillian won't help. Won't do nothing like that.
Just won't do anything.
No, she's just lazy. She's a real dressmaker.
Oh.
And she won't do it. Miss Mabel put her through school to learn how to make dresses and things like that. And she will not do it. She just won't do it. She's too lazy.
She just won't do it.
No, she won't do it. Well, Nettie tried her best to get her to help her, you know, in the shop. Isn't she too lazy? The old lazy thing.
Well, what does she do?
Nothing. She don't do anything.
Is she young?
Well, she ain't too young.
Oh, I see. She's not a young girl, I see.
No, she's middle age.
I see.
Does live over in that two-story house?
Her and her sister. Mr. Mabel used to work the Rogers, you know.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she used to work at Rogers, and so she quit when I come off, you see.
Oh. Oh, she was there when you was there?
Yes.
Seemed like Nettie had transportation trouble there for a while.
Yes, both of the cars somebody struck.
What happened to them?
Well, Frank Harmon run into one and...
run into Leslie?
Mm-hmm. And somebody else struck his station wagon. So he had to get his cousin to take him around. That was a week before last.
Mm-hmm. And it took him a while to get it all fixed up?
Yes, it took him a good while to get his car fixed. Both of them was out of fix.
Yeah. Well, looks like everybody had a little trouble along, don't it?
Is it true?
Well, I enjoy other people's trouble.
So you enjoy them?
Yes.
Well, I so.
Well, don't worry me at all, Miss Bessie, if somebody else is having it.
Well, I guess not, but when you worry, you don't enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so uncomfortable to have it yourself.
I bet you almost cry. Well, I tell you, car's all right, but when they come in to give you trouble, they ain't no good. They ain't no service to you.
That's right.
No, it ain't no service.
No, sir, you just gouge you all the time.
Is it true?
You know, these horses, if we had one of these horses broke and had a little one-horse wagon, and when we was working out on the place here, you see, you just put your tools in there and drive your little horse around there.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, he'd love to do it.
For sure. You ought to get you one.
And then you don't have to pay any, have a buy tag, and you don't have to have a driver's license. And
well, you couldn't go up in the streets though that way.
No.
You see, the streets now, the roads, ain't nothing but cars.
And
you can't take a horse on the road.
You wouldn't want to, would you?
No, when it get through with you, you wouldn't go.
Not with Patterson out there. Miss Bessie, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. I was out there in the field this last week, and a big cloud of dust was following me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over there, Patterson came up, and he just races up, and when he gets to your house, he kind of slows up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that old bus got good brakes, you see, but when he puts on his brakes, that scatters the dust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I couldn't hardly see your house or Miss Daisy's or
for the dust.
For the other, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All on account of Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't need to raise that dust.
No. No, he don't.
He could drove along that 20 miles an hour and he wouldn't raise much dust.
Well, he just come like a bat coming out of Tommy. That's just what he do.
Yeah.
He's crazy. He drive out of all the time, car anything.
Yeah.
And you ought to see how coming around that way over there where from his around that curb. You see, he lay to the curb. So they might meet a car coming, you see. And he couldn't stop, you know. So he gets in that ditch like, coming around that curb, keep from hitting anybody.
Down that Miss Amy's?
Yeah, before you get to Miss Amy. Before you get her house coming this way.
Yeah.
Look like a regular. Somebody been ditching on that way he come along there. Driving.
Now they speak to him about it, but don't do any good.
Yes, any. Pedro drives the same way.
Oh, Pedro does.
Pedro drives his car like that. Oh, going to Fred's in the morning. Don't you hear it?
I didn't know Pedro had a car.
Oh, yeah, he got a car. All them boys are, when they got a car. He got three grown boys.
Yeah.
They all have cars. And tractors. They have Bunnett have old tractor, and Gene has a tractor. That's how I got the tree out the yard. They had their tractors and pulled it out there.
Oh. Well, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they had a tractor. Bunnett come in, and Gene with his tractor, so. But it say, you gonna get it moved now. Say the bull done got you now. But they call him the bull. Yes, sir. He'll move it. He moved it. It moved them logs all right now.
Both of them got hold of it?
Yeah, they put the chain on. And then they hitched both tractors up together, you see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And pulled each one down at a time.
Oh.
I told you, because it just went over like a... just went over like that.
Yeah. And that old log's still down there.
Oh, yeah, well, I was... be afraid to set the fire because it might catch Lloyd's field over there, you know. Because he just will not plow that field up. I don't see what they bought it for.
Well, go ahead and set it on fire. He sets other people's on
fire. Yeah, but I don't. They might put me in jail.
Oh, shoot.
I remember that windy day he set them old stumps on fire down there.
Mm-hmm.
Burning it off down there. Windy.
Mm-hmm.
Windy. And he made them little tracks around there with his tractor. Well, it wouldn't stop anything. And the wind was just blowing them sparks everywhere. And the grass was dry.
Mm-hmm.
You know everybody.
He didn't like it either. Did you call a man up?
Call what?
The fire that the man that sits up in that place.
Yeah.
He didn't like it because you called
him. I called him too. I went down there and called him.
No, he didn't like it. I said, well, you say he's scared of fire.
Yeah, guy had a lot to burn up over here if he got caught.
That's right.
Not just one little place.
Well, you know, I put out fire out there, and it got out of hand over there one time.
On that tree over there by the fence?
Yeah.
He had to call the service.
Huh?
Yes, I had to call and put my fire out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see them. And it was a windy day that day.
Yeah, he didn't plan to start that fire.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought I had it under control, you see.
Fire's a funny thing. When you set it, you don't see a bit of wind.
Yeah.
But after you set a fire, you just look for wind. Wind just comes, it just comes like that. And you notice if you set anything on fire, the wind will start.
Yeah.
It makes the fire burn that much faster.
Yeah. I know. I know when you get out there sowing them seeds, you're going to see wind that you didn't know was there.
Yeah.
Seemed like when the wind's behind you, you see, when you're sowing the seed, it don't matter. But when you facing it or going slant up,
it blows the seed the other way.
Yeah, then you seem like seed just won't go out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the seed big, and they don't matter, you see, but them little old, some of them like that old Bahia seed.
Mm-hmm. Well, anytime you start a fire, you can look for plenty of wind. And I don't know where it come from, but it sure come.
Yeah.
And so I thought, the day I set some trash fire out there, and it was calm, but After a while, the wind rose, and the wind, the blade just went up and caught the moss. It burnt them limbs in that old oak tree. Like a head roaring, it's like a storm coming.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Oh, Miss Daisy and them come look at it. Oh, Miss Bess, what you gonna do? I said, I ain't gonna do nothing. I said, nothing for me to do. I'm gonna do.
You already done it.
I said, already done it. So it burnt it, limbs, the moss, all in that tree. Yes, sir. Way up to the top. Well, you see, my house got a tin roof. Got a tin roof. There wasn't no danger, no sparks flying on the top of it, you see. Because if it did, it, you know, it'd go out. You see, that tin attacks it.
You never thought this old moss would die out, did you?
No. It don't die out.
It's all dying. That reason it burns.
Yeah, but I mean, it burn green. It'll burn green. Don't you see it when you set a tree of fire now? You see, it just burns as like it's lighted up there. Sure, we're going greener right now.
But now all this moss on these trees down here on my lane, it's dead.
It is. Well, it's been there so long. You see, when it stays so long, it dies, you see. And the fresh moss growing. Yeah, it ain't all going. You think it's going? Gonna stay there.
Mm-hmm. Well, they talk about it on the television.
I do.
Yeah.
Dying.
Yeah.
What's killing it?
I don't know.
You know, I had a poster card. I got a card. Oh, it's been years ago. And it spoke about the Spanish moss, where it come from, you see. Say that an old Indian killed his wife and cut her hair off and threw it up on an oak tree. And see that moss started from that. Now that's what this card say, I don't know. But see, it started from that. That's when they call it Spanish moss. Miss Ma, you going to sleep?
No, I'm just listening. No. Seems like I heard that somewhere.
So you heard that?
Maybe I saw a card like that.
Well, I had a card, had what it said. It was on it, said old Spanish moss. And I got it at Mickey Novi.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
See, that's where it started from, up there. Mm-hmm. So on an oak tree on a bank of a pond or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the Spanish moss started from there.
No, I never heard that.
You know? Well, let's see, that's where it come from. Right, started right there in Micanopy.
Oh, in Micanopy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, he killed his wife and threw her hair up on it on his tree, on a little oak tree.
Yeah.
And, it started because it blowed from tree to tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see how that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it really does that. It spreads fast, don't it?
Don't it? Well, I wish it would die because there ain't no service now. People don't quit using it like they used to. Oh, they used to use moss. Mm-hmm. They make cushions and I used to make mattresses out of it. You know, I used to make, call it hair mold, hair mattress. Mm-hmm. And it ain't but mold.
Did you ever sleep on one?
No, sir. Never slept on one in my life.
So you don't know what it feels like?
No. I guess imagine it's soft.
Do people still get, pick it a little bit, sell it?
Well, they do, some people. Not many, though, like it used to.
Uh-huh.
People used to come far and near together to smoke. But you see, the moss factory burned up in Gainesville. There's one in Ocala. So nobody around here much take moss way down there. I know the man didn't do nothing but gather moss. He just gathered moss, and when he sell it, he sell from $150 worth of moss at a time.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That he
cure it.
Cure it himself.
Cure it and bale it up and sell it.
Well, in them days, the trucks would come through and pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah, because Gainesville had a moss truck. He used to come through and pick it up.
Well, I haven't seen old James in some time.
Who is that?
I haven't seen Buddy in some time.
No. I had to keep him kind of busy. He had to go to work now early.
Early?
Well, yeah, earlier than he been.
Why is that?
The tire's going up.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Betsy.
So his time is earlier than it. Now he going to Gainesville this morning. Cast some people to Gainesville.
Oh.
But he won't be up there long. He'll be back about 10 o'clock. Be on the job.
Oh, he takes them, he gets, he starts early.
Well, he do it if he want to do something for himself.
Yeah.
He can't eat people to game for himself. He can't afford my Rogers. He can't afford himself.
Yeah. So he gets an early start and gets back before he has to go there.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, can they get their business done and all?
Oh, yeah. They get it done.
And come on back.
That's right.
Well, do people just get him to take them around, Bessie's? A lot of people?
Well, yes, when, you know, if they ain't got no convenience, they get him.
Well, that'd be cheaper than having your own convenience, I'd say, if you could get somebody else to take you around a little bit.
Yeah, well, sometimes we can't get it. Not all the time.
No.
Because he has something to do for himself sometimes. He has to. You seen Buddy's hog?
No.
Buddy got a great big old bar over there about that high. And he got two small, I think it's three now, small shoes.
Yeah.
If that old hog gets out sometime.
Oh, does he?
He can get out and walk around. He won't go nowhere. Just walk around there. But he roots up, you know, where he go along at, you know. You have to keep him fastened up.
Yeah.
He's a big one, though, I'm telling you.
Well, is Buddy just going to keep him?
He said he's going to kill him after a while, after he made him with those shows he got, two sows.
Yeah.
Then he gets another bar, you see.
Yeah.
But he is a big one. I don't think you can eat that. I said, you'd be too tough.
Yes, they would be too tough, wouldn't they?
Yeah, to sell him. They don't send him to the market, and then they kill him, and they'll make him tender.
Yeah, they'll grind him up.
Yeah. He sure's a big one, I'm telling you.
Maybe he'd make sausage.
Well, I guess he would. But he's a big hog.
That's it. Nobody much has their own meat anymore, do they?
Mm-mm. They won't allow them.
Oh.
You know, the man comes around, and all the slop and things you give hogs, now you got to cook it. Got to boil all your slop and things that you feed them on.
Know that.
Oh, yeah. Now, Arch Bowler has a lot of hogs. He Buddy carried him slop up there, too. Up to his house.
Yeah.
From his bar. Had all that meat and stuff that, scraps of meat and stuff that they have over there.
And he has to cook it?
Oh, yes. And spectacles around. Sure come around and see whether you're feeding, you're boiling that slop or not. He got to get a big drum and put it in. And put it up on a stand, something like that. And make fire on it. Let it boil. Cook it.
That's a little trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, it is trouble. Anything you do now is trouble.
Yeah.
Anything you do, start at, is trouble. You get nothing done for nothing. You just got to have work in it. Now, the people used to have these syrup kettles, you know, like that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And used to have that old kettle and put the slop in that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And boil it. I used to see them, well, years ago they used to boil slop for hogs, because I used to see people where I stayed used to have the old syrup kettle and they used to boil cotton seeds, you know. You know what cotton seeds is, don't you?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know, do I?
They used to have cotton seeds and cook that in with the slop, you see. And the cows and the hogs all eat it. Used to feed the cows on it.
Oh.
So I don't guess you know what it is.
No, I never saw them do that, Missy.
No. Well, I have.
We used to have cotton seed. It seemed like we just put the cotton seed in the other feed.
No, they help you boil it.
Yeah.
Cook it, you know, and with this other slop.
Mm-hmm.
And feed the cows on it, and the hogs, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now they get the cotton seed meal.
Yeah.
And that's good to just give them that dry, you see.
That's good and easy to handle.
Yeah.
But it cost.
Yeah. People used to use that for fertilizer.
Yeah.
Now they don't use it. They use all other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Something to kill people, make people die fast.
Yeah.
That's the truth, Miss Meyer.
Yeah, how?
This stuff they put under the vegetables now. Well, I fool around here, that stuff will give you cancer, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that old vegetable will give you cancer if you fool with it? I boiled all of mine first. Boil that poison out of it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it on for cooking.
Oh, I see.
Don't cook that stuff just so. Time you get it.
Oh.
You scald it. Put it on the stove and let just boil it till it,
beans or anything.
Anything. Because all of it got that old poison acid on it. And that's what gave people so many cancers. I've heard of people having cancer before like there is now.
Good in the head. Now, you think squash would be the same?
Squash?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can scald it, you know. Scald it, you know, put it on, let it get good and hot.
Yeah.
And then pour the water off it, you see. Just cook it just so. It's dangerous, I'm telling you. If you fool around, you get cancer with that stuff.
It's just full of that old fertilizer.
That's all it put, make it grow fast, you see.
Yeah.
And it won't do just to wash it off.
You got to scald it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way I do them. I don't fool with these vegetables unless I scald it because it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That fertilizer is too strong. They make it grow fast, you know.
Yeah.
And if you make it make the vegetable grow fast, well, you know it'll do something to you.
I got a couple of magazines ready to take look.
Yep. All right, magazines out here. Bessie, do you have the letter that the notice that the welfare people wrote you that said this was paid?
I think I got it over to the house, but you just send that one.
I know, but I would like to write a little note.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write him a little note and say that you thought this was paid.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you can.
But I wrote them these people too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I wrote them to them.
You did?
And I sent it up to the hospital.
I sent
the thing up to the hospital by.
You sent the note?
By James.
You sent the note?
I sent the what the Medicare sent. And he said, they say that I have to pay. That's all they say. I just have to pay.
Oh, but Medicare said that the welfare said that they had taken care of it.
The Medicare, not the welfare.
Well, Medicare said they had taken care of it.
Yeah, that's what they said.
And then I sent
them. I sent them there by
I see.
Tom.
I see.
To the hospital. So I notified them. They know all about it. Miss Marge, you got in the papers?
Papers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got some.
Newspapers?
Old papers.
Yeah.
I want to. You just stop up my chimney whenever I stop firing it.
You know those papers we rolled up and the girl did out here,
mm-hmm.
and took them over there to Miss Daisy?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice way to handle them, isn't it?
It is.
You see what you can do as the papers come in, Faye, you got to stack them somewhere. They're always troublesome. Well, you can just roll them up, and you see they don't, and then put a string on them, and they don't take up just like a stovepipe. They don't take up any space.
No, that's right.
But an old stack of newspapers, you see, always falling over and getting in your way.
That's true.
And then you'd have them whenever you want them. I thought that was right. Miss Daisy said she used them.
Yeah, I did too. I used what you gave me.
Yes, sir. She took them out there on that picnic table.
She did.
Yes, sir. And just started rolling. And we visited and talked, you see, all the time she'd done it. She said she never sold away any of the old papers.
Well, so she always do that.
That's right.
And they were wrapped so hard that they were just like a log.
And one thing she does with them, she burns them in the fireplace in the winter. Says they burn just like a log.
You do.
That's what she says.
But one thing about them, make a lot of trash after they burn.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They make a lot of
ashes. You gotta get all that mess out the fire.
Well, if they're rolled up tight, you suppose they still would?
Oh, yeah. After they burn, you see, it leaves some trash, you know, ashes, like be paper ashes, but it don't be no wood ashes.
They sort of light and fly around.
Yeah. Well, it's good when you ain't got no wood, that's all.
You?
That's nothing good when you ain't got no wood.
You don't have much use for your ashes now, do you?
Tom gets all of my ashes from what I put out.
Oh, he uses it?
He uses them for... What he uses for now? He uses it on his grass or something like that. He say chinch boots bother the grass, and he puts that ashes and stuff on the grass. See?
You know, I buy a lot of lye to put under this fig tree.
Do you?
Yes. I bet you a lot of ashes on it would be do the same thing, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's got that potash.
Yeah, he used it. Got all the ashes I had this winter. He come up there and done hauled it away.
What do you do? Just put them in a bucket for him?
No, I just put them out there on the ground and pile it up.
Oh.
Pour it in piles, you know.
Oh, yeah. And he gets it. Do you hear from from the presiding elder, Gormley?
Oh, I was just, yeah, you just stay here. I'll just fix this.
Yes, we heard from him. I think he'll be out. Let me see. I don't know whether he'll be out this Sunday, but I know he'll be out there sometime this month.
Mm-hmm. I kind of lost touch with him. He wasn't feeling good, Miss Bessie, when I saw him last.
No, he don't keep well. He don't keep well at all.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, something wrong with his stomach, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Reverend, Williams, he was doing something, some kind of work, and whatever doing it, the piece of iron flew out from under it, and struck him in the mouth. And so it cut his chin and broke his teeth loose from his gums. They had to brace it, keep him from coming out. Cut his mouth inside and just cut him up. I don't know, what was he doing? He doing something. Whatever he doing, this piece of iron flew up and struck him.